I think that is that he's a dad to me. I think that all my comrades down here, I think that I just love to be in. Thank you, Dad.
Like to thank Dad for saving us from going to jail. Like to thank Dad for saving my mama cancer. Like to thank Dad for saving me from falling off the trapeze and busting my head open.
I like to thank Dad for saving my brother from being shot. I like to thank Dad for saving me from getting hit by a truck. I like to thank Dad because if it wasn't for Lynetta, we wouldn't be here. Thank you, Dad.
Thank Dad because a long time ago, the dump truck was coming from the boat and had some food on it and tipped over on the side of the road and we only lost a couple bags of flour and paint. I thank Dad nobody got hurt. Thank you, Dad.
Eyes off, Lord.
They saved me from FMS and I thank Dad for being a dad that he is.
Thank you, Dad.
The accident that I had a couple of days ago, I fell by the washeteria, which would had cracked my kneecap, but it did not. When I fell down, it kind of stung and stiffened my legs for a little bit, and after that, I got up and I went on my way. So I want to thank Dad. He keeps doing great things for us. Thank you.
That situation, and I think we leave it just that way. Children should not ask if anyone is dead, for there is indeed no death, and someone, the daughter, seems to want to block that out, and that's what we will be privileged to allow her to do. And if that's the case, that's the way we will leave it. So, no child is to ask if anybody is dead, no matter who. None dead. None dead in the true sense of the word. So I want that clearly understood. I would, Bessie Dixon, you make some lovely suggestions about the name of the road. Where is Bessie Dixon? I want to get
Mr. Oliver.
You think you're more important than you are. Why don't you realize that you're not even more important? Why don't you look at these precious black people? Why don't you turn around and look at them? What makes you think you have a right in life? Maybe your mother will die soon. You keep this up and she will.
No.
You think you're better because you think you're more important because you got a mother that'll take you in? These blacks have lost their mothers and their dads. And I have lost mine because of some of the likes of this kind of carrying on. You think you got a place to go to? You won't have a place to go to. So you ever thought you want to go back to the States? It makes you commit suicide? I have thoughts I want to die every second. That wouldn't make me commit suicide. I wouldn't hurt a soul. I wouldn't do that to a soul. Not a soul. I don't want to hurt people. What do you want to hurt people for?
I don't want to hurt them. I just...
No, you did. You were doing something you obviously knew would hurt them. You love your mother?
Yes.
Well, you didn't very much out there if you tried to kill yourself. How do you think you're going to react to that? What do you think that would do for her? You're a very selfish person. Do you know that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
But then why don't you just recognize that you're selfish and quit it? Or if you can't quit it, just go on work.
I just can't seem to control my mind.
You can control your hands to work, can't you? What is it? That's true. You work fast, huh? What's the difference whether you forget or not? Why do you have a right to worry whether you do forget or you don't forget? What's the difference? You're nothing more important than any of the rest of us. We have to go on doing what we're doing. Because it hurts too many people. If we didn't have this place, every young man here will face what Chris did. They're mostly black, and many of them that are white would face that. What a hell of a life to be preyed on. How many times Chris has been shot? How many times have drugged him in that church and treated him in the middle of the night and risked going to jail for him? Not over this matter. He wouldn't have had it over this matter. It wouldn't have been because of us if he'd listened to me. But just his own foolishness. How many times he was drugged in that church? You, some of you were there. You'd see the doors shut and see us going from place to place treating his wounds because we didn't dare go, let him go to the police because he was doing things that he shouldn't be doing. That's how much I love. How much I cared. Always in difficulty because he come on the wrong side of the track. Any black person gets a shaft. They get in trouble by living. Tried to get a job. He was ambitious and intelligent to get a job and couldn't hold a job legally. Couldn't hold one. Couldn't hold a job. Always race prejudice. He was too intelligent to take that. And too proud and too rebellious. He couldn't stand that kind of that pressure. Trop had a very good poem that touched me as I was reading the dozens and hundreds of letters this day and all night about Chris. You should have been black. You wouldn't take the privilege of suicide. You should have been black. You wouldn't take so much time worrying about yourself if you were a nigger like us. You'd know that's what you expect. It's better at least to not have to worry who's going to come on your back and stab you, who are going to paralyze you. Yes, yes, yes. Where do you come off this all this whiteness? Do you like pain?
No. No, there.
Well, don't you think a cutlass was going to cause you some pain?
Well, I thought it'd be a lot shorter than pain I'm going through every day. The mental pain.
You don't believe your mind's going to exist on beyond here? Communists or atheists believe me now. They don't believe in occultism and metaphysics and astrology or any other of these kind of religious sciences. They don't believe in that. But they are very much, very much concerned about the fact that mind does not have an existence confined to this body. And they want to get advanced studying that field. And the only time they ever, ever deported and arrested first a newsman in the Los Angeles Times news representative in Moscow, he was getting into their parapsychological studies, into the dimension of what was happening with mind, that the Soviets were doing with mind. And they arrested his ass, and those communist atheists throwed him in jail in nothing flat, and had his ass, they deprogrammed him, and had him until he didn't know his first or last name, and be sure that his brain was cleared of any information he had, and back he went. Now, there have been people who got close to their missiles. There have been people who got close to their scientific discoveries that are far advanced of the United States. But thank you, you may rest him, rest him, rest him. But this was just a man who got close to some studies in their mind discoveries. Very, 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 very convincing to me that if you didn't see all the things that I've seen, which make me believe. I don't believe in any loving order, but I believe that there's a curse of immortality. I saw it with the Pearson woman give birth to a child of a woman who committed suicide, and I said she'd come back as a man, and she'd be deserted by her parent and her mother. And exactly that's what happened. And you were there. You were probably there.
Yes, I was there.
So you think you're going to stop pain by one act of killing yourself, huh?
Well, I just wanted to get out of a particular situation.
You think your situation's all that bad, eh? How many situations in the world do you think are worse than this? I can take you to in places in Chicago that wouldn't be far from you. There are much worse things. After the needle man, after they got you down and jabbed you full of, every time you took a walk home from your job and hooked you on heroin, then finally you'd have to buy it and go through the horror of withdrawal. Never know whether you're going to get down the street without being castrated. As I told you, 8, was it? In Portland, Oregon school, a white school. 8 boys castrated one day. Nobody bothering you, molesting you, hurting you. You're getting to eat. You have shelter. You're not cold. Chicago gets a blizzardly cold. You people are amazing to me. Your inability to think. Your inability to... You're able to be quite selfish. Quite selfish. But your total inability to think how it could be so much worse. You're conditioned to go back because that's your brain. You've been programmed like a robot. You're going to have thoughts to go back. That's all you knew. Have you ever considered the blessings of this place? Did you hear what I read from Carol Dennis today? Did any of you? You idiots that were always causing this trouble? Did you hear what Carol Dennis wrote?
Yes, I did.
Well, yeah. How'd that take? She's white. How did you reflect on what she said?
Well, I'm grateful for people to find happiness and contentment here. I'm very happy that that's the case. Sorry, but it just hasn't been work for me.
Do you know why, sir, it doesn't work for you? I am tired. Tired of 25 years of selfish sons of bitches like you. Looking at the likes of you make me sick. And yet I'd love you enough to die for you. Tonight you had a medical emergency. I'd break my body to carry you through the jungle to get your treatment. But God damn you, I'm sorry, you say. This poor white man says he's sorry that he is so inconvenienced by this place. You're glad for that poor white bitch whose contentment evidently she found, but you're superior to her. You're a little higher than her. You're not a communist. You're an elitist. You're a fucking miserable capitalist. You're a stench in the nostrils. You should be shot. I suggest that. How do you react to that? Not shot like you want. Shot through the hip. Shot through the hip so you can lay. Lay and suffer and feel because you know no pain. You're a protected bigot. A spoiled child of middle-class petted bourgeoisie. You're an elitist. You're a goddamnable stench, and yet I love you enough to live for you. You're miserable. All the other fuckers. Wake up, bitch!
I think what he said is true.
Through the hips. So you can lay! So you can feel pain! You who feel you have so much pain! You will never suffer for nobody or give a goddamn about anybody or wouldn't lift a finger to save one of us! You should know pain, and I know a million ways to give it to you. It's a good thing I'm a loving Savior. You better respond, because you will. We'll get you out of your goddamn petted bourgeois silence. We'll bring you out of your fucking protective shell and your goddamn capitalist game. Your mental, emotional insanity. We don't believe in insanity. We're not privileged. We're niggers. We don't have the privilege to go insane. Be on expensive tranquilizers and have some stupid shrink stand over us and tell us why we wanted to fuck our mother.
I had one shot through the hip like that, Jim.
You don't?
I said, I don't think I would like that.
Of course you wouldn't like that. Thank you, sister. You hear the black comrade say, that sister say? What'd she say?
She doesn't like me taking up your time.
Mm-mm. We don't. We could get some rest. No, we have to deal with this shit every night. Boy, you're going to, we can't let this get by. You just go and do an act like this and take up our time. Shit, we just patch over it like some little sick person. We don't believe in sickness. China's proved that mental illness doesn't exist. All the mental cases were let out, as I told you, and the captain said, well, they wouldn't work, and they were all shitting on themselves and rubbing shit on themselves and each other. And they said, well, now that that's the case, you're not going to be of any benefit to the revolution. We're going to shoot you. And all of them went to work that day. You too! If you thought you didn't have an easy way out. If you thought you were going to have to suffer. You've been playing with our mercy. Talk! For the sake of this collective, I'll crusher you unless you come out of this goddamn game. I'll crumble you in the ground and make you a nigger. Just like us, only you will be a little bit worse shape because we're strong. Answer some of these questions, sir.
I don't like the structure.
I don't give a fuck what you don't like. I'm tired of hearing what you don't like. I want to hear what you're going to do about changing your miserable goddamn self. I don't give a fuck. You want to leave tonight? Would you like to go tonight? How would you like to leave tonight? Just say you would like to. We got a path we'll send you through. Any path you want to take. Do you leave tonight?
No.
Miserable goddamn persons. Look at these people that you're draining dry. If you don't have any compassion on me, I've lost my mother, goddamn you. You miserable self-centered son of a bitch. Nothing. Chris. And yes, and they'll give you more and more. You're going to walk. You're going to stay awake for 24 hours. You're going to be crazy.
That's right.
Damn you. It's all I think of his insanity. Don't believe in his shit. My son just died. One of my black sons was shot for the likes of you. What did I just say to you, prick? You better talk Hessel tonight, because I've dealt with your insanity the last fucking time. I don't give a shit what you do. Now you can commit suicide and come back like a goddamn fishworm and let fish eat you. See if I give a goddamn. You better get your ass together tonight. This miserable prick.
Try and change and I have a socialist consciousness.
Why are you going to have a socialist consciousness?
So I can help.
Because you're scared to death.
That's right.
That's all right.
Exactly right.
I don't give a shit. I want you on, not on the floor. Do you hear me? Twice you've tried this shit.
And too, because they brought him up there, he was acting all goofy and shit, and brought him up there.
If he acts goofy, how would he like to stand in the sun all day? You be goofy. You want us to make you goofy tonight? You miserable prick. All these black people have no right to be goofy. They can't go goofy. They're not permitted from the time they're born to think enough of themselves to go goofy. Wouldn't dream of thinking of suicide because they got a child or somebody that they care about. You test me. You fuckers are making a revolutionary out of me every day.
We got the most brilliant mind in the world. We have to spend all the time on pricks like you. We can't even learn the teachings that we need.
Assholes.
And it's bad enough we have to be white and bear the brunt of having white skin, knowing that all the suffering in the world is going on because of white motherfuckers like you, who bleed black, brown, yellow, and red people all over the world. White people, motherfucker. And you were in Vietnam, motherfucker. You saw what the white man does. You saw what the white man does. You pissed me off.
You be God of night and death, and I dare you to try suicide. God damn you, take up my time.
Look at him! Look at him! Right
there! You've made me a violent revolutionary. I despise the look of your weakness, your miserable weakness. Look at these black people. Look at them! You goddamn cursing scourge! You ought to have to live under fascism. I wish the fuck you could live under fascism. Pricks like you ought to have to live under it. Look at her and her babies that she dropped in the cotton field. Look at her, fuck her! Go look at her. Look at her. Then see if you got a right to go to Chicago. See a right. You got a right to go to nurse your mama. Look at her when they didn't give her a right to drop her baby. The baby had to die. Look at her and you keep looking at her. And for 10 fucking minutes you look at her. You sit down and rest your body. And you look at her. And don't you take your fucking white eyes off of her.
He told Penny and I that he'd like to go back to the States and get his job back. And the job he had was working for a multimillion-dollar corporation as a security guard so that he could protect them from any poor person that would try to break in there.
And today I said, don't you care about the people? Can't you care about someone else? If you attempt suicide, you're going to hurt this cause and you're going to hurt Jim. I said, don't you care? He said, evidently not.
Sir, give us a lecture.
What Penny said was true.
You tell us about yourself. You tell us how you feel now.
I mean, I've come to realize since I was over here, when I was in the States, as long as I was able to, devote part-time to the church and go out and do my thing with the rest of the time.
See, all you people in your liberal psychiatric shit and your bullshit intellectualism, all you intellectuals, listen. He's talking rational, every way opposite of what modern psychiatry would say to do. Say, lay on the couch and we'll get some truth. Uh-uh, you don't get no truth on the couch. Go ahead.
Never sure just where I was at. I mean, I felt, I was caught up in what I'd been born in, the capitalist desires and stuff around me, good food.
Do you realize how many people are paying for that so-called good food? You think about the Steve Bickles that were naked and brutalized every day and now eat of his family. You think about the millions that were killed over in Vietnam. What about all those millions? Families. What did you do in Vietnam? Play checkers? What did you do over in Vietnam?
Right.
You didn't get to see any of the mess then. The orders, you knew something about the orders. Throw a hand grenade in every house because they were colored. Level every city to save them from communism. Kill the people in order so they wouldn't be allowed to be free and be communist. You saw all the television pictures, didn't you? The poor Vietnamese coming out, burned half alive, and they'd still throw more, or shoot more flamethrower, or whatever their goddamn weapons, their personnel, anti-personnel weapons were. You surely knew the stories. Bombing whole cities, killing every last person.
Well, that was the original reason I was attracted to the temple when I...
Well, why don't you keep in mind that? Do you really want to eat the blood of your human brothers and sisters? There's whites that have suffered under this terrible, terrible oppression too. White Virginia miners that look a lot like you. You look like a Virginian. They die at an average age of 45, silicosis in the blood in their lungs, spitting out their lungs because of some white fucking capitalist that you're going to be a security guard to protect. Would you have shot one of those white Virginia miners coming in to get some money for bread for his family? Would you have shot the black man that would have come through, that rich capitalist you were going to protect?
No. One night when I was on my job there, the three men were broke into a truck, and I could see. I mean, the place wasn't too far from Hunter's Point, so I beat my horn and everything,
to get them.
And they made a lot of noise, so that they know that I'd seen them before.
Well, why don't you then? You got a lot of goodness in you. Why don't you encourage that goodness, son? What the fuck do you want from that system? Don't you feel much more guilty than you do upset because you don't have it, walking around in that goddamn society that kills people like Chris just because they're trying to help other black people? He was killed, he was assassinated this time because he was trying to do what was right. Did that bother you?
I knew. I mean, because I had all these capitalistic urges within me.
So you have these urges, shit. You said you were conditioned. Think about them. Why don't you follow them through?
I just knew the first few months I'd be over here, I'd go through this real conflict within myself.
Well, how many more have?
I made the choice to come over here.
After what, you finish a McDonald's hamburger, what the hell different do you feel than eating a cutlass meat?
It's true.
And you don't get as cold here. You don't have to worry about somebody stabbing you. You didn't never come under this raft, but you've come in a time of desperation, you heap more pain on us. Is it not enough that we lost a heroine of the faith and my mom, and then I lose a son? I fought him through court battles. If I'd have been there, all the guilt, conflict in my mind, I could have saved him again, no doubt. But he wouldn't stay here where I could have saved him. All that pain, and then you put more pain on me? How do you think I'd have felt going out there because you, another one of my family, if I had found you wounded or dead?
Sorry, gentlemen. Just, but it was selfish of me.
It's true.
I'll make it up to him and work as hard as I can.
If you did that, you'd get into the line of work that you could do and like. So you don't have to be in a structure tighter than a cage. It's this kind of shit that keeps you there. You're almost ready to get out, and then you do this kind of shit. Keep your word and see. Keep your word. Because we are loving. It's a love. It's a rage of love. Fury. It's hurt. It's pain that causes all this. And then it's a second thing, more important. You couldn't dare let this kind of thing get by. If we did, all society would break down. Every indulgent act would be endorsed. You understand that?
Yes, I'm glad. I'm glad when Karate Crew first started, like I got beat up by Ben and Sebastian. I had the feeling, you know, maybe some black people gone through at the hands of the police.
It's just and exactly
even
right.
Being, like you said one time, we look like a chain gang. That's I tried to, you know, understand the experience.
So you're not ever going to get over a feeling that you don't like pain and work, and that not every kind of work's going to appeal to you. Life's not going to appeal to you. Let's just think that we have a blessing, that there's several hundred of us, and we can make a hell of a noise for socialism. We can make a hell of a noise. If they come, we can do a fucking good, a lot of good. And if they want to keep pushing us, we can do it here. We can do it over in the United States. Nobody says you're going to have to like everything you do, but look at the...